heartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhofen and Public Works Director Peter Clark. And I know that you wanted to especially address what the caller had to say, Travis. Apologize for not giving you that opportunity, but it kind of toyed with the idea of moving some things, or, you know, maybe even he mentioned Wamego or figuring out ways to make it easier to get to Westmoreland. But I'll let you address it.
That is a very, he had a very good question there. And that's one that I've been thinking about is, the very fact of what government truly is, you know, it is a collection of our people coming together to do something bigger than what we individually can do. And so that's, that premise or that belief is something here in the practical sense of, is why do we make, you know, 4,000 people down in Blue Township all drive to Westmoreland to register their vehicle? You know, is there not a better way out there, a more cost-efficient way? Because, you know, if it's 50 cents a mile to drive there and it's 20 miles, that's $10, you know, for one way. And so if we could provide a way of better cost, more cost-effective, provide a method of, you know, taking care of the needs and the business of the people, why would we not do that? And so it is, it's kind of the question that I keep asking is, are we putting the cart before the horse, so to speak, with what we need for our facilities? Because have we truly addressed what we need and where we need it? And the way that we're doing it currently, is it the way that we need to be doing it for the next 60 or 70 years, which when you're talking about a facility, you're talking about, you know, I mean, the courthouse is 1884 and it's 2017, so well over 100 years. And so, you know, when you're talking that long-term view of what you need for buildings, the most cost-efficient way, we have to take into account the big picture. And
something to think about. Yeah, I
mean, things that we have to think about.
Things are changing on so many different levels when it comes to our world and you know, brick-and-mortar stores, even retail.
Yep.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of changes, and who's to say that's not going to change for county facilities, too, at some point. But I know we wanted to get in some other projects, and I guess apparently a little bit of an issue with Highway 24 near Excel Road. Peter?
Oh, we had a little thing pop up over the weekend on Saturday. We had, you know, a number of days of extreme heat, over 100 degrees. And on Saturday, I think it was just too much for that little section of Highway 24 around Excel Road. And the asphalt had expanded to a point where it could not take the stress, and it buckled up at one point. Created a little bit of a ramp in the middle of the road, and we had someone identify that, call in, and we got the sheriff's office out there to do some traffic control and get people around it with that, so that no one got injured or had any car damage. Additionally, you know, KDOT responded very quickly and got out there and did some repairs to the pavement and had that taken care of so that it was not a danger to the public within just a couple hours. So we're pretty fortunate that got identified before anybody had any issues with about a 10-inch ramp on Highway 24 going westbound. But there's, you know, we'll have to see the long-term repair put into that. Again, it is KDOT's facility, but we are aware this is part of our county, and most of our county citizens are the ones driving on 24. We're glad that it got taken care of pretty promptly.
537-1350, if folks have questions or comments, and maybe some other projects. And Travis, you know, feel free to jump in too if you have projects you think need to be talked about. But maybe let's move on. I know there's a lot of different things you're working on right now, Peter.
Well, as we've mentioned previously, we're a very fast-growing county that has not initially slowed down this year even. We have three subdivisions that are under construction, three urban subdivisions, two in Blue Township and one just north of Wamego. So we're seeing a number of more lots that are going to become available for sale and for home construction throughout this year and then going into next year. So it has not necessarily slowed. We had seven subdivisions last year, so we're at three. It's a little bit slower, but I think it's just a matter of the cycle of when developers are ready to go, and we'll see more of those come in next year too. In addition to that, county crews are very busy. We're working on chip sealing right now. We finished chip sealing on Hartwick Road. We put the double chip seal on Galand Road, and a lot of the areas around St. Mary's got chip seal on those roads, Sandy Hook and Maple Hill. We're going to be working on Louisville Road for chip seal, and we promise that we're not going to have any problems interfering with the flush picnic that's coming up. We want to make sure that we have no problems there, so people can get through and get to the flush picnic without any problems. But we're working on Louisville Road as one of our projects for chip seal. Additionally, we've done a number of asphalt paving projects. Many of you are aware of the paving that was done on Old Highway 24, or what we call Military Trail Road. That's a very good project. We have that wrapped up. We're very pleased with how that turned out. It was a 2-inch mill and overlay from Highway 24 on the west end all the way through St. George to into Wamego. And Wamego has their own project they're working on right there on Military Trail in town. And they'll be pretty happy with that as they get that replaced and a new sidewalk in. And then we're going to do a little bit of additional paving just past that to get new asphalt from the end of the project in Wamego at Walnut all the way towards Highway 99.
I took a motorcycle ride out that way. It was a little bumpy, but that was a few months back.
It should be a whole lot smoother. I am a cyclist myself. I ride my bike, and I've ridden a couple times there on the new portion of Military Trail Road. It is very nice to ride on, and hopefully we see a lot more cyclists using that.
What's going on with Barnes Dyer Road, whatever you want to call it? And I'm guessing you're making preps, because even though people are supposed to have another detour, you're probably going to get some traffic from when the dam is closed down late this summer.
We are anticipating that be used by some of the traffic. We've already passed a resolution to lower the speed limit down to 40 mile an hour during that stretch from Highway 13 down through, I believe it's Bob White.
Yes, right at the trailer court.
Yep. So there'll be a section where there's a significant number of curves that we're going to lower down to 40 mile an hour to make sure it's as safe as possible, because we're expecting a pretty significant jump in traffic once the Corps of Engineers begins their project with replacing the deck of the bridge across the emergency spillway for Tuttle Creek. I think we're anticipating sometime late August, early September when that will kick off. But that's a pretty significant detour. If you follow the official detour, it takes you across Highway 16, across the northern portion, I guess we call that the Leonardville or Oldsburg Bridge across Tuttle Creek, and then down 24, add about 10 miles or so to the trip if you're coming into Manhattan from the north on 13.
So a lot of people, I think, will likely be using. I mean, I take that road every day on the way into work, so I'm well aware of the road.
I hate to advertise it.
Yes,
I don't want to do that, and I don't want to encourage
anybody.
Just ignore
everything we just said. Any other projects we kind of want to highlight, or Travis, anything you're wanting to add while you're here today? We have three or four minutes left. So,
we've been working on the Oldsburg Fire Station, getting that. It's gone out to bid, and we've now got a contractor that we're working with. It's a design build type process, and so very similar to the Wheaton Fire Station. Been working on that, and so that's supposed to be done in February, I believe, mm-hmm. come next year. So that will be a big improvement. City of Oldsburg is, I think, very excited. They're very cooperative to work with us and help us with whatever we need, and so that's been a big project. And then
sure. And I know Peter had mentioned all the development. I mean, I'm sure that's creating more jobs for you as a commission to have to kind of sort through some of the zoning matters. And
We've also got all the other 1,000-some miles of roads that we've got to take care of and
about 270 bridges. One of those, the bridge on Onega Road, just north of Onega, has had some significant, what we call delamination, where a lot of the concrete's been coming off the top of the deck, making it pretty rough to drive on. We have a project, the commission just authorized us to advertise a project for repairing all those the surface of that deck, getting it back to a drivable condition, and putting an overlay on that, a polymer overlay, to preserve it for as long as possible. So we're excited to see that. So all of our Onega listeners, I want them to know that we are very aware of that bridge, and we are going to take care of it this year.
Well, very good. Thanks to both of you for coming by today. Lots of good information, and appreciate you sharing with us. Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhofen and also Public Works Director Peter Clark. We'll take a break. Going to hear more about the Kaw Valley Rodeo. Doug Williams, Sandy Chandler with us in just a few minutes. You're listening to In Focus.